Beowulf, translated by Francis B. Grammaire. 11. Then from the moorland by misty crags with gods, wrath-laden Grendel came. The monster was minded of mankind now, sundry to seize in the stately house. Under welkin he walked, till the wine palace there, gold hall of men, he gladly discerned, flashing with fretwork. Not first time this that he the home of Hrothgar sought, yet ne'er in his life day, late or early, such hardy heroes, such hall thanes found. To the house the warrior walked apace, parted from peace. The portal opened, though with forged bolts fast, when his fists had struck it, and baleful he burst in his blatant rage the house's mouth. All hastily then, o'er fair paved floor, the fiend trod on, ireful he strode, there streamed from his eyes fearful flashes like flame to see. He spied in hall the hero band, kin and clansmen, clustered asleep, hardy liegemen. Then laughed his heart, for the monster was minded, ere morn should dawn, savage to sever the soul of each life from body, since lusty banquet waited his will. But Wired forbade him to seize any more of men on earth after that evening. Eagerly watched Hygelac's kinsman, his cursed foe, how he would fare in fell attack, not that the monster was minded to pause. Straightway he seized a sleeping warrior for the first, and tore him fiercely asunder. The bone frame bit, drank blood in streams, swallowed him piecemeal. Swiftly thus the lifeless corpse was clear devoured, e'en hands and feet. Then farther he hied, for the hardy hero with hand he grasped, felt for the foe with fiendish claw, for the hero's reclining, who clutched it boldly, prompt to answer, propped on his arm. Soon then saw that shepherd of evils, that never he met in this middle world in the ways of earth, another wight with heavier hand-gripe. At heart he feared, sorrowed in soul, none the sooner escaped. Fain would he flee, his fastness seek, the den of devils, no doings now such as oft he had done in days of old. Then bethought him, the hardy Hygelac thane, of his boasted evening. Up he bounded, grasped firm his foe, whose fingers cracked. The fiend made off, but the earl close followed. The monster meant, if he might at all, to fling himself free and far away fly to the fens, knew his finger's power in the grip of the grim one, gruesome march to Hiorot this monster of harm had made. Din filled the room. The Danes were bereft, castle-dwellers and clansmen all, earls of their ale. Angry with both those savage hall-guards, the house resounded. Wonder it was the wine-hall firm in the strain of their struggle stood to earth, the fair house fell not. Too fast it was within and without by its iron bands craftily clamped, though there crashed from sill many a mead-bench, men have told me, gay with gold, where the grim foes wrestled. So well had weaned the wisest scaldings that not ever at all might any man that bone-decked brave house break asunder, crushed by craft, unless clasp of fire and smoke engulfed it. Again uprose, din redoubled. Danes of the north with fear and frenzy were filled, each one, who from the wall that wailing heard God's foe sounding his grisly song, cry of the conquered, clamorous pain from captive of hell. Too closely held him, he who of men in might was strongest, in that same day of this our life. Read by Rick Kistner for Lit2Go on the web at fcit.usf.edu.